Had the law of Ten Commandments also died with Jesus? The law of the Ten Commandments is God's way of governing human relationships to God and others in their sinful condition. They are imbued fully with His loving nature. The ten precepts of His moral law demonstrate that by their core principles, love to God and love to each other. God didn't alter nor negate His law of love for the entire universe after the fall at any time. He had not changed Himself nor His law in His dealing with the change sin made in humans. But He gave you undeniable evidence for His love by crucifying Himself in the person of His Son. This post gives answers on questions such as what is the valid law of God and why. Table of Contents. 1. What did it die, cease to exist, with Jesus on the cross? 2. What law had Christ taken out of the way, nailing it to His cross? 3. Confirmation of the Ten Commandments' law validity from Emmanuel, God with us. 4. The law points to Christ as the remedy for everyone's sin. 5. In conclusion on the law at the death of Jesus. What did it die, cease to exist, with Jesus on the cross? The laws regulating the Jewish sacrifices and offerings ceased at the death of Christ. It happened when type met anti-type on the cross of Calvary. Thus the ceremonial law was done away. The Lamb of God was a complete and perfect offering, once and for all. The temple's veil was supernaturally cut in two from top to bottom. As Jesus hung upon the cross and cried, "It is finished," the veil of the temple was rented in twain from top to bottom. Matthew 27 verse 51. This was to signify that the earthly sanctuary services were forever finished. God would no longer meet with priests in temples to accept their sacrifices. Jesus had made an offering of Himself for all, and if saved at all, we must believe in Him as the only offering for sin. Moreover, as the Savior of the world, the shed blood of Jesus was to be offered by Himself as our High Priest in the heavenly sanctuary, whoever lives to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7 verse 25. He took our nature of flesh and blood, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Hebrews 2 verse 14. Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3 verse 17. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 verse 2. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Son of Man. He is fully divine and fully human. Therefore, He is the member of the Godhead and the human family. For example, in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2 verses 9 and 10. For whether is easier, to say, "Thy sins be forgiven you," or to say, "Arise, and walk"? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Matthew 9 verses 5 and 6. In His human life, Jesus overcome the law of sin and death. He had done it by exemplifying divine righteousness in His human life. AKA, He lived the moral law of God. Thus He condemned sin, but not people. He put to an end the law of death that sin brought to humanity after the fall. For more, read Condemning Sin, Not People, Deliverance from the Law of Sin and Death. Additionally, He became victorious over Satan and the sin he had introduced in the universe, and the death that comes from the separation from the source of life, God Himself. Thus by Christ's merits and through His grace, I have the opportunity to be saved and made free from the law of sin and death, and empowered to live the moral law of God's love, the Ten Commandments. What law had Christ taken out of the way, nailing it to His cross? And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Colossians 2 verses 13 and 14. What was the first thing God did to humans when still on the path of death because of sin? He did forgive them all their transgressions. For example, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Through the forbearance of God, Romans 3 verses 24 and 25. Those verses tell us that 1. Forgiveness, justification, and redemption is given by the grace of God. 2. All is set forth by God through the blood of his Son Jesus Christ. 3. Past trespasses are erased from the life of one on acceptance of Jesus. Additionally, the handwriting of ordinances was cancelled. Through faith in Christ, Jew and Gentile may partake of the living bread. The mercy seat, upon which the glory of God rested in the holiest of all, is open to all who accept Christ as the propitiation for sin. This was the end of the ceremonial system. This system was made up of symbols pointing to Christ's atoning sacrifice and his priesthood. It was to be performed by the Hebrews until type met anti-type in the death of Christ. Then all the sacrificial offerings were to cease. It is this law that Christ took out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Colossians 2 verse 14. Confirmation of the Ten Commandments law validity from Emmanuel, God with us. With a firm assertion, Christ said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Matthew 5 verses 17 and 18. Certainly, Jesus hasn't destroyed the moral law of God. On the contrary, he has expounded on its spirituality by his teaching. Here is one of many examples recorded in the New Testament book of Matthew 5. "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Matthew 5 verses 27 and 28. Secondly, Jesus has fulfilled the requirements of the holy law of God in his life on earth. So, the divine righteousness in his human character became the glory of his gospel. In addition, he said, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5 verse 19. This is a profound statement of Jesus. It connects the keeping all of the commandments and the designation or reward one will have in his kingdom. Nothing will pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Here Jesus teaches what the claims of God's law had been, and were then at his time. Additionally, what these claims should hold as long as the heavens and the earth remain. The law of God will maintain its claims upon humankind in all ages. About the law proclaimed from Sinai, Nehemiah said, "Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes, and commandments." Nehemiah 9 verse 13. Definitely, heaven and earth will pass away as God had promised after the second coming of Jesus. An example is found in the book of Revelation. "And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away," Revelation 21 verse 1. As we saw earlier, Jesus had fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law in his life. For example, in the New Testament book of John he said, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love." John 15 verse 10. Christ is an example of all things for his followers. Therefore, what needs to be fulfilled still is the righteous character in his followers. Jesus said to his audience, "That except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5 verse 20. Those people were known as the strict keepers of the law of God. But their hearts were not right with God. They pretend outwardly to be righteous, when their hearts remain selfish and proud. Nevertheless, God can read the heart. The law points to Christ as the remedy for everyone's sin. Jesus overcame sin, death, and ultimately Satan, the originator of them. He condemned sin by his righteous life. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3 verse 8. Thus he demonstrated that with constant connection with God and through his grace one can keep his law. In other words, fulfilling the law is the fruit of having the law of love in the heart. Additionally, if that law could be done away with, humans might have been saved without the death of Jesus. So, his death did not destroy the law of his Father. Moreover, by his death he exalted and honored it, and enforced obedience to all its holy precepts. Furthermore, he promised his divine help to all, who by faith accept him as Savior and leader of their life. Abide in me, and I in you. For without me ye can do nothing. John 15 verses 4, 5. Thus he plainly states that keeping the standard of righteousness in one's own strength is impossible. It is only possible if Christ's followers abide in his love as he abides in God's love. Jesus said that he has demonstrated this to all by keeping God's commandments. John 15 verse 10. Therefore, the disciples of Christ, who abide in his love, bear the fruits of righteousness as outlined in God's moral law. Thus they glorify God and pass the test of true discipleship. In conclusion on the law at the death of Jesus. God is the ultimate governor in heaven and on earth today. He reigns with his unconditional love, exemplified in the Ten Commandments for our world. They are a standard of righteousness exalted and honored by Jesus's life and death on the cross. Therefore, types, sin offerings and sacrifices, had no virtue after his death. God hasn't changed, neither has he changed his moral law, which is an expression of his loving nature. If that law could be done away with, humans might have been saved without the death of Jesus. But he provides out of his love the remedy for everyone's sin on acceptance of Jesus as their Redeemer and King of their lives.